Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. It's LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, Saturday, May 4th, 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, 5 miles west of Enid on Highway 412. They'll be selling fall and spring pairs, yearling to 18-month-old heifers and bulls, herd sires, straws, and embryos. This offering sits in the top tier of performance for the Hereford breed. See them on Facebook at LaForce Hereford and bid live at dvauction.com. Quality since 1893, the LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, May 4th at 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, west of Enid.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek.
Check out Gallagher and all other Oklahoma State developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com. Well, cash cattle interest is expected to be limited with bids and asking prices likely unavailable through the first half of the day today, and this will limit any trade in all areas of cattle country until after the first of the month. With the development of Wednesday trade in the South becoming a regular habit, it's likely the bids will either develop late today or early tomorrow. Asking prices are hard to pin down right now. They may remain that way through most of the day, but cattle expected to be priced around $130 today. Now, futures activity is also likely to remain sluggish, with mixed trade holding following the limited moves yesterday in the live cattle. The continued pressure in feeder cattle markets is allowing for some uncertainty concerning long-term supply levels that could further impact buyer interest in all cattle futures. Continued pressure is likely to redevelop early today in the hogs, although the weaker tone of the complex is going to be met by end-of-the-month position taking as traders try to take advantage of the wide market swings and cover short positions before flipping the calendar to May, with June futures breaking through April lows at $88.50. On Monday. The potential for further non-commercial liquidation, though, is growing. Now, moving to the grains, the wheat prices are mostly weaker, following through on yesterday's washout, which keeps the trend of heavy selling intact. Tour scouts head out on the Wheat Quality Council tour this week with expectations of finding a big, hard red winter wheat crop. Corn futures are slightly weaker here this morning, easing off the previous three-session gain, which saw July corn 14.5 cents off the lows at Monday's highs. The record fund short combined with struggling planting progress and a wet forecast are enough for a bounce, but now it's sustainable. A bounce remains to be seen. Soybeans are slightly higher as price attempts to bounce from the fresh contract lows notched yesterday. The decline from January-February highs has been debilitating, especially as the focus has been so much about wheat and corn the last several weeks. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle down 25 cents yesterday, 114.80. August down 10 cents, 112.55. May feeder cattle down 55 cents, 143.40. August down 177 at 151.07. May hogs down 222 at 84.77. And the June down 70 cents at 88.05. May Kansas City wheat down 10 cents. It's 389 3/4. July was down 10.5, 397. Chicago wheat May was down 8.25 at 426 3/4. July was down 7.25 at 835 1/4. May corn was up 3/4 at 352. And July was up 0.5 at 361 3/4. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.